Leia Organa had a bad feeling about this.
At least their timing is spot on, she said, watching the transmission download on the comm screen.
She and General Willard were on the Gamble's small bridge, where Captain Denlin and Lieutenant Ezray occupied the pilots' and co-pilots' seats. They had just exited hyperspace, the starfield steadying in the viewport as the ship slowed to sublight speed. Captain Denlin said,
If we'd been a little later taking off, or if our hyperdrive hadn't been tuned just right, we would have missed it.
Well, we didn't, Leia said, more sharply than she had intended.
If only the Rebel Alliance could have afforded to equip all its ships with the comm equipment necessary to receive hyperwave transmissions, this vulnerable moment could have been avoided. Still, so far, the mission had gone as planned. There was no reason she should be on edge like this. But she was.
At least, she told herself, they wouldn't have to wait around for long. I'm just glad Fleet Command got the time conversion right,
Ezray said, her hands making quick adjustments to the control board.
That would have been embarrassing. Embarrassing is one word for it,
General Willard commented. He was standing next to Leia's comm station, his attention on the percentage complete bar on the download screen. He was a tall, spare human with short, graying hair, and Leia knew him well enough to see that he was uneasy as well.
Princess?
We have it.
Leia turned her chair around to face the computer console and checked the log to make certain the entire message had been recorded.
It had.
Now, they just needed to decode the transmitted coordinates and program the jump to the meeting where they were to negotiate the purchase of raw materials for the construction of Echo Base, the new secret headquarters of the Rebel Alliance. With the base so near to completion, the last couple of months hadn't been easy. So many things had gone wrong, and the Alliance was dangerously short on resources. Leia would allow herself to breathe a little easier only when this mission was over and the materials secured.
We're done here, she said.
Captain? Wait.
Ezra's voice was sharp.
I've got a sensor contact. It's pretty far out, but...
So much for breathing easier. Every nerve in Leia's body told her something had just gone terribly wrong. They were in the mid-rim, at the farthest edge of an uninhabited system called Eschaton. With nothing more than a scatter of cold, barren planets and one glowing ball of a striped, blue gas giant, the system should have drawn little to no traffic. There was no reason for any other ships to be here. She snapped, "Take us into hyperspace!
Now!"
She started to turn her seat forward. Then, something hit her from behind and slammed her into the console. The safety straps ground painfully into her chest. Her ears rang, and her eyes watered. Heat washed against her neck. A heartbeat later, she realized it had been a blast impact. She twisted around to see Denlin and Ezray slumped over their consoles. The controls sparked with stray energy. The metal blackened with the force of the blast, and smoke streamed into the air. Leia fumbled for the straps with numb fingers, opened the buckles, and pushed to her feet. She took a step forward and fell to her knees. She landed next to General Willard, who had been thrown into the base of the comp console. She said his name aloud, but couldn't hear her own voice. Her ears still rang with the ship's alarm klaxons. Strangely distant. The general's face was bloody and his eyes were closed, but as she put her hand on his chest, she felt him breathe. She gasped in relief, then grabbed her chair and pulled herself upright again.